If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Chicago Way podcast. John Cass and Jeff Carlin. You might have turned in thinking that we're going to be talking politics or some red meat issue, but it was Easter on Sunday. And the week before was Holy Week, and then the end of Lent. And my family comes first. I love you guys, but my family comes first, and our family is growing. We had a Vietnamese, Palestinian, Mexican, Greek Easter, Italian Easter. Don't forget the Italians. And Betty and I went to Joseph's Finest Meats for the Italian sausage and Greek sausage. And we went to Casey's Market. And the boys roasted the lamb. I just sat there with my cane, drinking ouzo, trying not to get in the way. And it's all about family to me. And it's Easter. 40 days leading up to Lent and then Easter. Why is it difficult? And why can't I get away from the question that I always ask myself? Can I reconcile the job of a columnist to call people out with Christianity? I'm not some holier than thou fellow. I know many on the left are like that, holier than thou. We've got a whole stable of them around here. But I don't feel like doing that, calling people out. I should be in the last pew, back pew of the church, my head down, saying, Kyrie eleison, have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus Christ, the sinner. I'm not someone to make pronouncements. You must do this, you must do that. Trump this, Trump that. Democrats this, Democrats that. Republicans this, Republicans that. I get what the obligations are. But there comes a time in the year around Easter when the knife is not so sharp. I'm using it for lamb. I'm using it for the feast. Now, Peter and Spiro did the lamb, slow roasted it, the way we've been doing it for centuries. At least I've been doing it for decades. And they've been helping me every year a little bit more and more until now it's their deal. That's how you teach kids, I guess. I'm not good about making pronouncements, even though you think I am. I feel rather guilty about it, especially now with all this new life going on. Our families are growing. Our boys are building their own families. You've been with me since the beginning, some of you, as they began to take their first steps. They began to kick a soccer ball. They began to roll around, and the teachers would call and say, they're wrestling. Why are they wrestling? And I would say, because they're boys. That's what they do. And now their families are about ready to take off. And here I am in my garden. The buds are on the trees. The magnolia trees have blossomed. The lilacs are ready to pop. Everything is new life. One thing I did want to mention about Easter. Yeah, it's the lamb. It's the family. It's going to Joseph's Finest Meats to get the right sausage. I drive 2 hours. I don't even drive. Betty drives. 2 hours from Indiana to get sausage. That's how much of a psycho I am. The lamb is from Colorado. Betty made some caldo burrito. But you know what it's not? Easter is not about chocolate bunnies and peeps. Sorry. I like chocolate bunnies. I like peeps, even though I can't eat either one of them now. I'm prohibited. My doctors prohibit sugar like that. But chocolate bunnies and bunnies in general are fertility symbols of Greek paganism. Easter is not about the pagan ritual of fertility, but it is about family. It is about the sacrifice of the parents and grandparents. And we all come together for that feast on Easter after a long fast. It's not really about the food. It's about being together. That's Easter. Easter is a gathering. You know, the word for ecclesia, the word for church, is gathering. That's what it means. Ecclesia, a gathering. When I look at the pictures, and maybe I'll post them, of the boys cooking the lamb. I'm so proud of them. One of them will say, it's too hot. The other one will say, no, not enough coals, too hot. They'll argue back and forth the way I argued with my brothers back and forth. When our dad let us begin to roast the lamb, there's something about the combination of fire and meat slowly turning over coals that harkens to the time when we stopped becoming wild men, when we weren't wild men anymore, when we were human beings in prehistory, in Mesopotamia, cultivated wheat, domesticated the sheep, and had the lamb. When we sit around the fire, the lamb turns, you can hear the motor going because now we have electric motors. Back when I was a kid, you had kid power, you know, rotating the lamb with the lever. But that's, you know, kids are apt to whine and they wouldn't fit into a podcast like, Dad, why don't you make him, why didn't Peter do it or Spiro do it or John do it? Anyway, we become civilized that way. And there's nothing like that delicious skin, crispy, lemony, garlicky salt, and the family sitting around, your brothers pulling at the lamb, and you're telling them, get away, Pete, get away, Nick. And you'd have to threaten them with a stick or something. And for all that, we think back to our beginnings, and we think to the future, and we hold this day up, this Easter Sunday gathering of families, hoping that all of us can experience the blessings of God on this beautiful Easter Sunday and realize that He is the life and the way, and that perfect message that came from that child born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem is still here. And it's all about love. For Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, my friend and co-host, and for me, John Cass, constantly failing, constantly falling, my favorite Bible verse is always going to be the publican and the Pharisee, where he sits in the back, head down, saying, God, Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, a sinner. For all of us, to all of you, happy Easter, everyone.